As we learned in Service Provider Course 1, submitting and certifying invoices in EPIC, it is important to remember that the invoicing mode for an FRN is set by the applicant and determines which entity can invoice USAC. Service providers will not be able to invoice USAC for FRNs whose invoicing mode is set to BARE or Billed Entity Applicant Reimbursement. However, if the invoicing mode allows for service provider submission, there are two methods service providers can use for submitting FCC Form 474, the SPI method and the eSPI method. SPI stands for Service Provider Invoice and is used to describe the method of submitting an invoice by filing FCC Form 474 online. So, what is eSPI? eSPI stands for Electronic Service Provider Invoice. It is an option that service providers can use to file FCC Form 474 that allows users to submit a large number of invoice lines electronically in a batch submission. So, when would a service provider use the eSPI method over the SPI method and what are the differences? For starters, USAC strongly encourages the eSPI method for service providers that will bill USAC frequently and/or submit large numbers of invoice lines, as this process helps service providers save time. However, there won't be a big time savings for service providers who only submit a few invoices or that submit a small number of lines for each invoice. Those service providers should use the FCC Form 474, Service Provider Invoice Form, or SPI, method. With an eSPI submission, service providers generate Form 474 in a formatted text file known as a CSV file, where each line of the file represents one complete record, and the file can contain multiple records. Each line, or record, must contain each of the required fields in quotation marks and separated by commas. This format allows USAC to use a program to extract the data from the file for processing. SPI submissions do not require a special format but can be created within the EPIC E-Rate invoicing dashboard by filling in the required fields in an online version of FCC Form 474. eSPI submissions can include multiple invoices for more than one SPIN number, whereas the SPI method requires users to submit an online FCC Form 474 for each SPIN number. Finally, because eSPI files contain a large amount of data, they are checked for formatting errors after they have been submitted. Once submitted, the file will be checked for formatting issues and an error file will be provided detailing any errors that prevent the eSPI file from being processed. However, with the SPI method, the system has a series of checks and balances that will prevent the user from submitting the form until certain errors that prevent processing have been corrected. For both SPI and eSPI, submitting a form with no formatting errors does not guarantee that your invoices will be approved. It just ensures that USAC has enough information to accurately process the invoices. Once they are processed, USAC can determine if the invoices are approved, modified, or denied. Now that we understand the difference between the SPI and eSPI methods for submitting FCC Form 474, let's talk about the eSPI submission process. Click Next to continue.